This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live at my Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything a big hearty.
Hey girl, hey.
I'm Jace. Lex is off. She'll be back tomorrow. I would encourage all of you to set your DVR. It's gonna be a fun show. Dawn is here and Garden Center Mike is here. And we appreciate Mike, especially on a day like this. Kenny's gonna be up in a little bit. Because weather and traffic are a big deal today.
Yeah.
Heavens to Murgatroy, especially in the building I'm in. That's why I was a little late getting to the dirt alert. Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah, anytime the snow's coming down.
Yeah, local news just goes bananas. I love it. It's like little chickens running around. Okay, I've stalled long enough. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our misery that we call second chance romance. And isn't it great, y'all? You're stuck in your car and you get to listen to this.
Oh my gosh, right. Be sure to make sure that nobody's merging into your lane, though.
That's right.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Don't get out of your car if you have a little fender bender, please. You don't want to be spotlighted in Kenny's report coming up.
Yeah, stay in your car. Always.
We have Tina today. Let's go to Tina. I'm just grateful somebody responded today.
Yeah.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I hope I sound okay. I'm not really a morning person.
Okay. It's all
but
right.
I do download the podcast every day to listen to later when I'm working my overnight shift. I'm just really nervous.
Don't
be nervous. It's just us. There's no reason to be nervous. And we appreciate you downloading. You're one of many, 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 many as the years go on. So, okay, Tina, go ahead and tell us your dating story, please.
Well, I've really been unlucky with dating my whole life. I mean, I've had like a number of disastrous relationships that I always blame myself for. But my friends just think I'm a really bad picker. Okay. So I met my date at a social club we're both into. So, okay, it's kind of dorky. It's a gaming club, like a tabletop gaming.
Sure. I love it.
But that's where I met Rob.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So what did you do with Rob? Did you go out on dates? Like who asked who out or how did that work?
Well, we really didn't ask each other out or he didn't really ask me out. We just started texting mainly. And I texted him about a game I was interested in. And then we just kept chatting for weeks and turned into a month. And then we text later at night and he was making some flirty comments. And then we just started kind of hanging out at the beginning.
I think a lot of relationships start this way now. There aren't a lot of formal, I'm going to ask you out on a date things. It just kind of evolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so actually went to a movie once and he actually held my hand, which was really nice. I had butterflies in my stomach. My heart was pounding. And we did hook up a few times. It wasn't, it wasn't all the way. It was more like to third base. Oh, how embarrassing. I didn't need to tell you that to you. Anyway.
It's all right.
I said it. I'm just a little tired after working overnight.
Okay, no problem. So it's not just a friendship, is what you're saying at this point.
And then everything was going fine, but then he hasn't been in touch with me that much recently, kind of cooled off a bit. He hasn't completely ghosted me, but it seems more like quote unquote friendly than anything.
Oh, ooh.
So I know.
small g ghosting, small g.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's an awful feeling when you're feel like you're so close to finding love, and that just sort of fizzles out. And I just want to know. I'm really kind of heartbroken, to be honest.
Oh.
Well, I know Dawn kind of warns you of what we're going to ask. Did anything weird happen? Like anything weird at all? Anything weird at the end of the date? Do you have any weird habits? You know, do you eat your hair? I mean, do you, you know what I mean? Do you speak in only Whitney Houston song titles?
Or pick Latin.
Yeah, I mean, anything like that?
I don't think so. I mean, I've beaten myself up trying to figure out, well, was I not good at third base, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure it out. And I'm just getting a little worried. I really like him. Oh. I don't think I have any weird habits. I don't think. But yeah. I kind of want some help from you guys.
Well, that is why we're here. Mike's going to put you on hold, Tina. You're going to be able to hear everything. Now, Rob is on hold. He's agreed to do this, which lately is a blessing all by itself.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But he's heard nothing. All dude knows is that we're calling about a date. He doesn't know that we're calling about your date. So hold on, okay, Tina?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Garden Center, go ahead and put. Rob? Hey, Rob.
Yeah, hello?
Hey!
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. You're on the air now. You're live on the air. Yep. Welcome to the glorious world of radio.
This is a little freaky for me. It's kind of my first time doing this.
Well,
it's okay. We totally get it. Don't be freaked out, though.
If you want a job, though, a couple offerings. Anyway, so Rob, you know we're calling about a date, right?
Yeah. That's what you guys said, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're actually calling about a date with Tina. You remember Tina?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I do remember Tina. Tina's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask why there wasn't it? Because we're getting information. That's why we're calling you, my friend. That there wasn't another date or no more communication after the date. What's up with that?
Oh, sure. That was definitely probably my fault. I really like Tina, and we've been friends now for about a year. Mm-hmm. And we're just really great friends.
So you just see it as a friendship? We had some intel that it went beyond friends. And it's sort of changed. So is there a reason why you're not treating her as a friend or not calling her back?
Yes, it did go a little beyond friends. And that was actually kind of wonderful. It was great. But just to admit it, recently I've been a little bit, I don't know what, gun shy is the word. Uh-huh. I feel like I let her on. And it's... I don't know. You could probably hear it. I'm pretty confused. I'm really attracted to her, and this is not. She didn't do anything wrong. She was wonderful. This is all totally me. I just.
Can you elaborate a little more? Because we're getting like mixed signals. Sort of like she probably is. Is there a reason why you're gun shy?
Yeah, I mean, I like her a lot, and we have a ton in common. And look, I mean, she is the exact opposite of my ex-wife.
Okay.
And that's a great thing. And with my ex, I felt like I was being controlled or managed all the time. But Tina's awesome, and she's really unique. She's sweet and affectionate. She communicates her feelings. I think she's... I mean, she probably is the coolest girl and funniest girl I've ever met.
But, okay.
Well, with the way things were going, I thought I might be moving things along too quickly. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So I got a little scared that she was going to start pulling away because it was going so fast.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. There's no other hidden secrets, or you're not actually British, well, pretending to be an American, anything like that?
Well, no. I mean, nothing like that. It's just,
you better
after
not
my divorce,
rough.
After my divorce, my friends told me, hey, you know, you should date a lot of girls. You should get out there. You should, you know, play the field. And honestly, I'm not that kind of a guy.
Okay.
Well, Rob, here's the deal, my friend. As Dawn said, we got intel, and that intel came from Tina. And we actually, to level with you, we have Tina on with us. She's heard everything. So,
really?
Yep. Garden Center, if you can put Tina up. Tina, say hi to Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, I think I probably ruined this. I know it, but it's been sort of heartbreaking that we've lost touch.
I'm kind of feeling a little miserable that we've lost touch too. I guess you heard what I said about my friends and them wanting me to play the field and all that.
Yeah. So you want to see other people? I mean, I really don't want to just be a hookup.
No. To be honest, that's the thing. That's not really me at all. I'm not a hookup guy.
Okay.
And, you know, I actually really felt a connection with you.
Okay.
But, you know, with the divorce that I told you about, I haven't signed any papers officially yet on that. And so I'm in a weird place.
Oh.
Okay. Well, do you think there's a possibility that you would get back together with your ex-wife? Because if so, I don't want to get in the way of that.
No. There's not any chance of that. Not if my house was on fire. I mean, if there was some weird scenario, the firefighter said, no, we will only put out the fire if you stayed married to this, I would say, let it burn.
Clear.
Well, there we go.
No way that is happened.
Crystal Carrington clear right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Well, Dawn,
Tina, what do you think about that, Tina? I mean,
well, okay, Rob, I think you should just date me. No pressure. And we can just see what happens. But, you know, I'm just not a hookup. I don't want to be that.
Totally. And look, I just don't want to be just a hookup with you. I'm a little scared, but I see a future with you.
Lord.
It's weird, but I kind of haven't been able to stop thinking about you.
Oh, I haven't stopped thinking about you either. That's why I asked them for help. So, I mean, if you will, I'll take the risk. Because you're totally worth it, Rob.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to say.
Ooh, this makes
sense. Just say yes.
So if you guys want to go out on a date, we will pay for it. We have a gift card for you to a wonderful restaurant.
Golden Corral.
Yeah. It's not Golden Corral. If you want to go, you know, if you want to go out again, we'll pay for it.
Sound good?
Rob?
Yes, I would love to take you on a real date. I mean, I guess you could be my girlfriend and everything.
Oh, well, my gosh.
Okay.
I would.
Okay. Rob, I would.
I am all in.
She wants to be your girlfriend.
Okay. Well, you two crazy kids have fun at the Golden Corral.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're
thrilled.
Yeah. We'll get your. I have your information. And so we'll get you that gift card. I mean.
This is
fantastic. We never have this happen. We're a little gobsmacked. We don't know what to say.
We've had people hang up on us the last 2 weeks. So this is fantastic. Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great time. Keep us updated.
Thank you so much.
Bye, okay, guys.
Bye. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, see, we found love the 1 week Alexis isn't here.
I know.
Or at least like.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob's like, let's get married. Let's get a house. I have two cats. He was, good Lord, like my lesbian friend. Just got the towels, got the moving company ready to go. He got AAA.
You all
God.
Oh, yeah.
No, Triple A. No, Triple A.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Triple A lesbians.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
My friend Nun. Okay. Well, good. Hey, that's... We'll take it. That's a point on the board, girl.
I did not know that he was going to say that.
I did not either.
So, yeah, he couldn't stop thinking about her. Sometimes that happens.
Well, there we go.